Hello, my name is Dr. Kelly Warner, and welcome to session one of How to Get Your Own Back. In this week-long series, you're going to learn a seven-step process for how to truly be there for yourself when you need yourself the most. In life, it's not what we say to everyone else that determines how things will go. It's what you whisper to yourself in your quiet moments that has the greatest power. Isn't it crazy that when we're laying awake at 3 a.m., totally stressing about something, that we can really get down on ourselves, saying things to ourselves like, gosh, this situation's never gonna change. I suck at this. It's just gonna get worse. What would it be like instead when you're rehashing a difficult exchange with a colleague, or when you come home from yet another disappointing online date, for instead of saying, like, I suck, or it's never going to change, to instead stop and pause, shift off of those thoughts, sense the disappointment or the shame, really be here with your experience. And utterly say, I'm totally here for you, and I gotcha why this thing is hard. I'm gonna be here with you every step of the way. I've got your back. We can do this. In this seven-step series, you're gonna walk through a process of how to get your own back. It's about how to truly resource yourself so you can be who you are meant to become. So let's begin with the first of the seven steps. This first session is about the whole concept of I being much broader than we think. When we're struggling, we're often caught in too small of a mental framework. The mind is fearful, chattering away, conceptual, and we identify with our thoughts and our narrative about how things should be right now. Yet if we stop and pause right in the midst of that incessant mental chatter and just shift our attention to things that are happening in the current moment that we can notice right now, like shifting to the sense of sound, just seeing what you can actually hear right now, or sensing the sensations in your feet or your hands. It's from shifting from thought to the whole landscape of sensation and awareness in this moment that we have more choice in how we relate to ourselves and our lives. Let's begin this first practice by inviting the attention inward. And just notice your next breath. Noticing the next breath. Letting whatever's occurred prior to this moment simply come to rest. Letting whatever might come next simply drop. And arriving in this totally unique, brand new, untouched moment of your life. Inviting our attention into this present moment. And let's drop our attention from our head to our heart. Again, dropping the attention below the neck. Sensing this moment from our heart space. And just noticing the rising and falling of the breath. This familiar, comforting rising and falling sensation. touching life at the place where life is happening. And notice as we shift our attention like this, the space kind of changes. More aliveness comes in. Letting yourself be fascinated with this next breath. It's never happened before. This human experience of breathing. Fascinated with what's alive right now. What's happening moment by moment in this present scene. Allowing this breath, this moment, to be the most fascinating thing. This breath is a constant invitation to return to our true home. Sensing the inflow, the outflow, this place that we've always known, and now widening our attention to include sound. Just noticing what you can hear right now. Just sensing yourself as the space in which sound is happening. Just sensing yourself as the awake, aware space that receives the next sound. That can sense the next breath. That can catch the next thought that pops in. There's some kind of awareness, awakeness, attention, or something here in us as humans that can be aware of the breath, aware of sound, aware of thoughts as they pop in. As we allow ourselves to reside more as what's aware in this moment, dropping out of the mental chatter, we have more choice in how we relate to ourselves and our lives.